Remember the charges against State Senator Phil Puckett of Russell County? No, that's because federal prosecutors never brought charges, despite widespread speculation in the media that the FBI was investigating his abrupt departure from the state Senate.
Federal prosecutors investigate things all the time and then decide not to bring charges for all kinds of different reasons.
That's State Senator Scott Surville, one of the few Democrats to sign on to amicus briefs supporting Republican Governor Bob McDonnell, whose fate is currently in the hands of the United States Supreme Court.
It's very important when criminal statutes are written and when they're enforced that the jury instructions given and that the law is written are extremely clear so everybody knows where the line is.
Virginia legal expert Rich Kelsey says that line may be moving.
One could argue that the McDonald case itself set up an opportunity for federal prosecutors to be more aggressive.
Kelsey says he's curious about the timing of the leak.
It might be leaked because they feel pretty good about it, or it might have been leaked by someone sympathetic to the governor to get it out there and see if the investigation can be quashed.
Perhaps the greatest unknown of any of these investigations is what might happen with the United States Supreme Court decision in the McDonald case, which could redefine the relationship between money and power. I'm Michael Pope.